With just 6 days left in the Pacific Junior Hockey League regular season, there is plenty to be decided in the Tom Shaw Conference. The Delta Ice Hawks, 3-2-1-3-0-0, can move within a single point of first place Richmond Sockeyes, 3-1-1-0-2-3, when they close out their home schedule Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. against the Alder Grove Kodiaks, 1-0-3-3-1-1, at the Ladner Leisure Center. The Hawks were cruising towards a first-place finish until the team was deducted 4 wins last month after a computer glitch didn't put an affiliate player on the league roster. Among the results overturned was a 7-6 win over the Sockeyes back on January 1. Still, the Ice Hawks can finish first with a little help. They also play at Surrey, 1-2-2-9-1-3, on Thursday night and travel to Chilliwack on Sunday to face the Jets, 2-1-1-9-4-2. The Sockeyes have to complete a game against the White Rock Whalers, 2-7-1-5-0-2, on Wednesday night that was suspended in the second period back on October 9 due to a facility safety issue. The Whalers were leading 3-2 at the time. Richmond also hosts the Ridge Meadows Flames, 2-9-1-4-2-1, on Thursday to close out its schedule. Meanwhile, White Rock and the Grandview Steelers, 2-6-1-6-1-2, are battling for third and fourth place with just a single point separating them. The Whalers have a game in hand and play 4 times over the next 6 days, including the Steelers on Tuesday night, 7:45 p.m., at the South Delta Recreation Center in Sawa Sen. The fourth-place finisher will have to play fifth-place North Vancouver Wolfpack, 2-3-1-9-2-1, in a best-of-three series thanks to the league's expanded playoff format this season. The Ice Hawks split a pair of road games over the weekend, rallying on Friday night for a 5-3 win over Ridge Meadows, then dropping a 4-1 decision to the Langley Trappers on Sunday afternoon. The Merriman Twins led the comeback win Friday with Carson scoring a pair of goals in the third period and Connor adding another as Delta erased a 3-2 deficit with 4 unanswered goals. The defending PJHL and Cyclone Taylor Cup champion Trappers will definitely be the team to beat again come playoff time. They own a league-best 3-7-7-1-3 record and defeated Delta for the third time in 4 tries thanks to a 36-save first-star performance from goaltender Dylan Black. Icing. Ladner's Zach Sherwin is neck and neck with White Rock teammate Chris Fortems for the league scoring title. The 20-year-olds each have 84 points, 9 clear of Carson Merriman and Ridge Meadows' Theo Cochin.